been called to open blind eyes, to set the captive free, to lift high the name of Jesus and overcome the enemy.
Welcome to His Word Heals. You can also visit us online at www.hiswordheals.com. Today's message is part two of our message, Yahweh Will Rise Up and Lift the Burden. Those hidden by Yahweh remembers. If you did not listen to last week's message, which was part one, please go to our website at www.hiswordheals.com to listen to the entire message. As a reminder, this message is about the war against Gaza and what's going on in Israel right now as it relates to the prophets Jeremiah, Amos, Zephaniah, and Zechariah. And those four names in that order in which they appear in Scripture can be translated into English. The meanings of their names translated to English is Yahweh will rise up and lift the burden. Those hidden by Yahweh remembers. And those are the four prophets that speak of judgment upon and conflict with Gaza. Again, we're continuing here with part two. Remember, Zephaniah means hidden by Yah. For context, and so that you can see that Zephaniah contains a lot of what the book of Revelation reiterates, I will read the entire book of Zephaniah, which is only three chapters long, the middle or second chapter being about the forsaking of Gaza and judgment against the Philistines, as well as Moab and Ammon, again, which are Jordan, plus Ethiopia, Assyria, and Nineveh, which is northern Iraq. Chapter 3 is judgment on an unnamed oppressing city, and then awesome promises from Yah to His faithful remnant. I believe His faithful hidden remnant. So let's read Zephaniah, written to those hidden by Yah, starting in chapter 1. And I think Zephaniah, of all of the four prophets that talk about Gaza, contains the most in-depth and explanatory passages regarding this current conflict, and possibly judgment to follow. As I read, I'm going to point out some other scriptures where the book of Zephaniah is quoted or alluded to. Zephaniah chapter 1. The word of Yahweh which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushai, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah. I will utterly consume everything from the face of the land, says Yahweh. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the birds of the heavens, the fish of the sea, and the stumbling blocks along with the wicked. I will cut off man from the face of the land, says Yahweh. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off every trace of Baal from this place. The names of the idolatrous priests with the pagan priests, those who worship the host of heaven on the rooftops, those who worship and swear oaths by Yahweh, but also swear by Milcom, or my version also refers to Molech. Those who have turned back from following Yahweh and have not sought Yahweh nor inquired of Him, be silent in the presence of Yahweh Elohim, for the day of Yahweh is at hand, for Yahweh has prepared a sacrifice, He has invited His guests. See also Revelation 19:17-21. And it shall be in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children, and all such as are clothed in foreign apparel. See also Matthew 22:11-12. In the same day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, John 10:1, who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. And there shall be on that day, says Yahweh, the sound of a mournful cry from the fish gate, a wailing from the second quarter, and a loud crashing from the hills. Wail, you inhabitants of Maktesh, for all the merchant people are cut down, all those who handle money are cut off. See John chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, or actually the word here in the Hebrew is candles. Think Passover, the house being searched with candles, for leaven, and will punish the men who are settled in complacency, who say in their heart, Yahweh will not do good, nor will He do evil. In other words, these are deists that believe that God exists, but He does not interfere or act on behalf of His people or within His creation. Therefore their goods shall become booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall build houses, but not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink their wine. The great day of Yahweh is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of Yahweh is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress or tribulation, a day of desolation and devastation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm. And the Hebrew words here are a day of shofar and teruah. Against the fortified cities and against the high towers, I will bring distress upon men. And they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against Yahweh. Their blood shall be poured out like the dust, and their flesh like refuse. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of Yahweh's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he will make speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. Chapter 2. Gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, O shameless nation, before the decree is issued, or the day passes like chaff, before Yahweh's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger comes upon you. Seek Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness and seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of Yahweh's anger. For Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon desolate. Of course, Ashkelon is north of Gaza in Israel. They shall drive out Ashdod at noonday, which also is north of Gaza in western Israel. And Ekron shall be uprooted, west of Jerusalem. Woe to the inhabitants of the sea coast, the nations of the Kerethites. The word of Yahweh is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines. I will destroy you, so there shall be no inhabitant, but the sea coast shall be pastures, with shelters for shepherds and folds for flocks. The coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed their flocks there. In the houses of Ashkelon they shall lie down at evening, for Yahweh their Elohim will intervene for them and return their captives. I have heard the reproach of Moab, or Jordan, and the insults of the people of Ammon, the capital of Jordan, with which they have reproached my people and made arrogant threats against their borders. Therefore, as I live, says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, surely Moab, Jordan, shall be like Sodom, and the people of Ammon like Gomorrah, overrun with weeds and salt pits, and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall plunder them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This has not happened yet, obviously. This they shall have for their pride, because they have reproached and made arrogant threats against the people of Yahweh of hosts. Yahweh will be awesome to them, for he will reduce to nothing all the gods of the earth. People shall worship him, each one from his place, indeed, all the shores of the nations. You Ethiopians also, you shall be slain by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north, which could be Lebanon or Syria. Destroy Assyria and make Nineveh a desolation, which is northern Iraq. As dry as the wilderness, the herds shall lie down in her midst. Every beast of the nation, both the pelican and the bittern, shall lodge on the capitals of her pillars. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be at the threshold, for he will lay bare the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt securely, that said in her heart, I am it, and there is none besides me. See Revelation 18:7 and the second trump. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down? Everyone who passes by her shall hiss and shall shake his fist. Chapter 3. Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted, to the oppressing city. She has not obeyed his voice. She has not received correction. She has not trusted in Yahweh. She has not drawn near to her Elohim. Her princes in her midst are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave not a bone till morning. Her prophets are insolent, treacherous people. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. Yahweh is righteous in her midst. He will do no unrighteousness. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He never fails, but the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off nations. Their fortresses are devastated. I have made their streets desolate with none passing by. Their cities are destroyed. There is no one, no inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction so that her dwelling would not be cut off, despite everything for which I punished her. But they rose early and corrupted all their deeds. Therefore, wait for me, says Yahweh, until the day I rise up for plunder. My determination is to gather the nations to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, all my fierce anger. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Interesting, here in verse 8 of chapter 3 says, therefore wait for me, says Yahweh, until the day I rise up for plunder. Again, remember the first book, Jeremiah, the first prophet that talked about judgment on Gaza. Jeremiah means Yahweh will rise up. And here we have a confirmation in verse 8, chapter 3 of Zephaniah. It says, therefore, wait for me, says Yahweh, until the day I rise up for plunder. My determination is to gather the nations to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, all my fierce anger. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will restore to the peoples a pure language, that they all may call on the name of Yahweh, to serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, the daughter of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. In that day you shall not be ashamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress against me. For then I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty. In my holy mountain I will leave in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of Yahweh. The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Yahweh has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, Yahweh, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. Zion, let not your hands be weak. Yahweh, your Elohim, in your midst, the Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly, and that could be reworded. We, the ones grieved from Moed, or appointed times, I gather from you. They become lifting of her disgrace. Who are among you to whom its reproach is a burden? Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. At that time I will bring you back, even at the time I gather you. For I will give you fame and praise among the peoples of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes, says Yahweh. The whole book of Zephaniah is about the judgments that bring about the restoration and blessings of his remnant, those who seek him and his justice. Again, there are a lot of passages in Zephaniah that are alluded to in Revelation and other New Testament scriptures. Zephaniah calls for repentance before the awesome day of Yahweh's judgment. It gives a brief, detailed synopsis on how and where this judgment will start. Gaza, the seacoast of Israel, the north of Israel, and then Jordan, and then moving on to an unnamed rebellious and oppressing city that could be Jerusalem and or also her end times equivalent in end times Babylon, as well as cited in the book of Revelation. Then Zephaniah ends with much hope and awesome promises of restoration, peace, and blessing for his hidden remnant. Zephaniah means hidden by Yah. Lastly, we'll read Zechariah chapter 9, remembering that Zechariah means Yah remembers. Zechariah chapters 8 through 10 tells of Yahweh's remembrance and deliverance of his people and his land through judgment and a glorious future for both Jerusalem and his people. Remembering chapter 9 is where the conflict of Gaza is mentioned. We will start reading in chapter 8 and read through chapter 10. Again, the word of Yahweh of hosts came, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I am zealous for Zion, with great zeal, with great fervor I am zealous for her. Thus says Yahweh, I will return to Zion, and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of Yahweh of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes, says Yahweh of hosts. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim, in truth and righteousness. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, let your hands be strong, you who have been hearing in these days. These words by the mouth of the prophets, who spoke in the day of the foundation, was laid for the house of Yahweh of hosts, that the temple might be built. For before these days there were no wages for man, nor any hire for beast. There was no peace from the enemy, for whoever went out or came in, for I set all men, every one, against his neighbor. But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days, says Yahweh of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all of these, and it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be strong. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, just as I determined to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says Yahweh of hosts, and I would not relent, so again in these days I am determined to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace. Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor. And do not love a false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says Yahweh. Then the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth month, the fast of the seventh month, and the fast of the tenth shall be joy and gladness and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. Therefore love truth and peace. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, people shall yet come, inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us continue to go and pray before Yahweh, and seek Yahweh of hosts. I myself will go also. Yes, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek Yahweh of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, in those days 10 men from every language of the nations shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, or the wing, or the corner of his garment of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you. Chapter 9. The burden of the word of Yahweh against the land of Hadrach and Damascus, its resting place, that again is Syria, for the eyes of men and all the tribes of Israel are on Yahweh, also against Hamath, which borders on it, and against Tyre and Sidon, though they are very wise, and that would be Lebanon, Hezbollah. For Tyre built herself a tower, heaped up silver like the dust, and gold like the mire of the streets. Behold, Yahweh will cast her out. He will destroy her power in the sea, and she will be devoured by fire. Ashkelon shall see it and fear. And Ashkelon is again on the western side of Israel, north of Gaza. Ashkelon shall see it and fear. Gaza also shall be very sorrowful. and Ekron, for he dried up her expectation. The king shall perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. A mixed race shall settle in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. I will take away the blood from his mouth, and the abominations from between his teeth. But he who remains, even he shall be for our Elohim, and shall be like a leader in Judah, and Ekron like a Jebusite. I will camp around my house because of the army, because of him who passes by and him who returns. No more shall an oppressor pass through them, for now I have seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, or Yeshua, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. For I have bent Judah, my bow, fitted the bow with Ephraim, and raised up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and made you like the sword of a mighty man. Then Yahweh will be seen over them, and his arrow will go forth like lightning. Yahweh Elohim will blow the trumpet and go with whirlwinds from the south. Yahweh of hosts will defend them. They shall devour and subdue with slingshots. They shall drink and roar as if with wine. They shall be filled with blood like basins, like the corner of the altar. Yahweh their Elohim will save them in that day, as the flock of his people. For they shall be like the jewels of a crown, lifted like a banner over his land. For how great is its goodness, and how great its beauty! Grain shall make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women. So Zechariah chapter 9 started out with judgment against Syria, Lebanon, the coastal towns of Israel, and Gaza, as well as cutting off the pride of the Philistines, and ended with the promises of the coming king, which of course we know is Yeshua. He came once, but he's coming again. He came as the lamb. Now he's coming as the lion. And now in chapter 10, we're going to read about the restoration of Judah and Israel, the ultimate restoration. Ask Yahweh for rain in the time of the latter rain. Yahweh will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. For the idols speak delusion, the diviners envision lies, and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore the people wend their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there is no shepherd. My anger is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the goat herds. For Yahweh of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them as his royal horse in the battle. From him comes the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler together. They shall be like mighty men who tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. They shall fight because Yahweh is with them, and the riders on horses shall be put to shame. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back, because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I had not cast them aside, for I am Yahweh their Elohim, and I will hear them. Those of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as if with wine. Yes, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in Yahweh. I will whistle for them and gather them. For I will redeem them, and they shall increase as they once increased. I will sow them among the peoples, and they shall remember me in far countries. They shall live together with their children, and they shall return. I will also bring them back from the land of Egypt, and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, until no more room is found for them. He shall pass through the sea with affliction, and strike the waves of the sea. All the depths of the river shall dry up. Then the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. So I will strengthen them in Yahweh, and they shall walk up and down in his name, says Yahweh. So the scriptures we just read elaborate on and support the message hidden in the names of these four prophets. Yahweh will rise up and lift the burden. Those hidden by Yah, Yahweh remembers. May it be so, and may Yahweh have mercy on those that don't know His Son, Yeshua Messiah, and Savior yet. May their eyes be opened to His truth and His salvation before it's too late. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Blessings and shalom in Yeshua Messiah to all of you and everyone in your home.
Kingdom's drawing near, this is our time to arrive.